All right, welcome to another edition of The Real Big Show. I'm your host, Michael Petrelli. This week, I am lucky enough to be joined by some wonderful ladies, the editor-in-chief of Real News Daily, Melissa Hansen. Good evening.
Good evening.
And one of my favorite people, the internet, one of the best blogs on the internet, I'm Stormtrooper Megan Long. What's up, girl?
Hi.
All right, so let's get going. So this week we'll usher in next week we'll usher in a new Disney live action adaptation of a classic animated movie, Cinderella, which will be directed by one of my favorite people, Kenneth Branagh. Not really one of my favorite directors, but I do like him as a actor. And it's starring Downton Abbey's lovable star, Lily Allen, as Cinderella, who will be starring in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies later this year. By the way, tidbit, throwing it out there. You're welcome. And Rob Stark himself, Richard Madden. Hopefully there's no red weddings in this one. And a host of other people. But first off, before we go any further, Meg has a little bit of a review of Cinderella since Melissa and I haven't seen it yet, and we want to hear her thoughts on it. So, Megan, you're up.
I personally loved the movie. I thought all the actors were actually fantastic as their characters. I think Lily did an amazing job as Cinderella. And their costumes were gorgeous, especially the blue dress and the slippers, and the way they did all the magic animation for the fairy godmother.
Nice.
And I think every person in the world would love this movie.
So you saw Into the Woods too, right?
And I loved the godmother.
That was Helen Bonham Carter, wasn't it? It was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, she's still Bellatrix Lestrange for me, and you know she's still an evil woman. I can't go fairy godmother on her because she's still an evil person to me.
I think that about I see them as a character. That's how I picture them all the time.
Yeah, and every time I see her, I just like see her with that crazy ass. Like, look in her eyes and her crazy hair and her black dress and her, she scares me just a little bit.
She was scary there too, but she was a wonderful godmother.
All right, so I got to ask you, because I know you saw Into the Woods too, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, so who's a better Cinderella, Anna Kendrick or Lily James? Lily Allen, sorry. Lily James or Lily Allen?
Lily James.
Lily James. I wrote Lily Allen because I'm thinking about, what's her name? The singer. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
I have no idea.
That's a tough one because I personally love Anna Kendrick.
Me too.
Since Pitch Perfect.
She's going to be my second wife.
I know. I'm excited to see that. And I loved Lily James's Cinderella.
All right, so who should I marry, Anna Kendrick or Lily James?
Lily James.
So I should just marry both, just move to Utah and marry both and become like sister wives?
Yeah.
All right, I think that's a better idea. I think Melissa likes that idea too.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, it's probably a better idea. So, well, if you're reading realnewsdaily.com, which I know you all are because it's your one-stop shop for all your movies and movie news, shameless plug, but whatever, it's my show, so sue me. Disney has gotten a taste of how successful live-action film adaptations can be when they made $1 billion on Alice in Wonderland. And they also had some somewhat success, but nowhere even crazy like that, with Maleficent last year, which was one of Melissa's favorite movies last year. I believe.
I wouldn't say it was one of my favorite movies, but it is definitely one of my favorite adaptations.
It was on our top 10. Shh, don't tell anybody. So naturally, we're probably going to see a lot of movies like this coming into production. All right, so I know two of them. So I know Jon Favreau's Jungle Book comes out next year, which will be followed by something that got announced today, which you can see on realnewsdaily.com. Dumbo, directed by Tim Burton. So I wonder if Johnny Depp will be donning the big ears and trunks.
Oh, yes. I hope not.
What do you think?
They have to do something with Johnny Depp.
So he could play the mouse. How's that?
I see him being a very good ringleader.
He would be a really good ringleader. That's a great...
What if they made him Dumbo?
I think he should be Dumbo. I think he should be live-action Dumbo in a suit, just flying around with his ears flapping around with a Jack Sparrow hat on.
That should so be true. That would be hilarious.
I would love that. All right, so I got, like, some questions to ask you folk. All right, you ready? Yeah. Number one. Megan, how do these first few films, Alice and Maleficent, and now since Cinderella, since you saw it, how do they stand up to their animated counterparts?
Alice in Wonderland, to me, was more of a Alice Returns to Wonderland because they already knew who she was.
Touché.
Because they were all wondering if she was the Alice.
That's right.
So I didn't really see it as connected to the cartoon as I thought it would have been.
Hmm. That's an interesting way of taking it. Do you think that the way that both Alice and Maleficent differ from... let me ask you this. How did Cinderella compare to the original Cinderella?
I don't recall the evil stepmother breaking the glass shoe.
No, I don't remember that either.
I also don't remember her being evil because she was jealous.
This sounds very Hamlet of Kenneth Branagh, so I would assume he's adding his drama into this film, sounds like to me. What do you think, Mel?
Yeah, it does, totally.
I do think Kate Blanchett was a good stepmother.
Oh, I was just about to say that'd be like the best part of the movie, I would imagine.
Oh, she's just so good.
She was fantastic.
Again, she's Lady Galadriel, and that's all that she is ever. Does not matter what she does, she is always Lady Galadriel. Forever. Lord of the Rings, represent. All right. So Mel, what do you think, or do you think that having live action versions of animated classic takes away from what made the animated film so beloved?
Well, I mean, obviously when you translate anything from animated to live action, you're going to lose a lot of magic. Just because you can do so much more with animation than you can. I mean, especially with Cinderella, for me, one of my favorite scenes is with all the mice and the birds and everything, like helping her like get ready and stuff. And that's, you know, like the song and everything. Like, to me, that's the big Cinderella part. And translating it into the live action, I can't imagine how it would retain that same fun and cuteness. But I can see like having a live action gives you much more of an opportunity for more like really solid characters and having better dialogue and stuff. So, I mean, you lose some and you win some with that. It just kind of depends on the movie a lot of times.
I think if you have Anna Kendrick or Lily James, you're not going to lose any cuteness.
Actually, those mice were adorable. I wanted to be their friends. It made me feel like they were actually really Gus Gus and Jacqueline and all those cute little mice.
So they did have the mice in this film. Did they help put on her dress and everything?
They did actually help her with the dress. They were sewing and were helping her build, like, make the shoes and stuff.
That's going to be awesome. That sounds so much fun. How was Frozen Fever, by the way? Did they show you guys that before you saw the film?
Yes, they did, and I loved it.
Oh, wow. You're one of the first lucky ones.
I was waiting for it. Like, I was hoping they were playing it because I would have been so mad if they weren't.
All right, well, let's talk about that for a second. Was the 7 minutes worth it, or do you think that you really just wanted another sequel?
It was worth it, but I still want another sequel. I love Frozen. I personally love Olaf and Sven and Elsa, and it's just so fun to watch.
I plan on next year writing a story for realnewsdaily.com. about how being I'm the last person on Earth to never see Frozen. I'm going to let it go like another few months, and then I'm going to write it. And then I'm going to watch it. I may even actually video myself watching it and post that. We'll see. Maybe I'll wear like a onesie, like pajama onesies or something. And like,
but the best part, you have to sing along to a song.
I don't even, you know what? I think you don't even have to see the movie to know that song because it's like everywhere you go. So it will forever be stuck in my head. Yeah, I think Disney's really good at their songs. So were there any like standout songs from the Cinderella film?
In the credits, they did "A Dream Is a Wish You Heart Makes" and "Bippity Boppity Boo."
Okay, so they added a little bit in there, so that's fun. Was it done like Fall Out Boy or something?
No.
Good.
I think they took it from the original movie.
All right. So I'm going to ask the both of you, if you were to show someone Alice in Wonderland for the first time, are you going to show
Cinderella or Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Are you going to show Tim Burton's Alice, or are you going to show the original 1951 Alice?
I think I would do more the original, just because it's more of the, you can't deprive the magic of Disney from a kid.
Exactly.
I don't think I could have said it better myself. There you go.
I always have to go back to this because it makes me laugh, you know, because our technology is getting so much better with film, even in animation these days. And I remember a famous musician talking about taking his daughter to see the Star Wars prequels and then showing her the original Star Wars afterwards. And he said her only response was, when did the effects get so shitty? And it's like, it makes me laugh because it really is. I mean, when you show something new, like if you really showed the Alice in Wonderland Tim Burton style, I think you're right. I think the original would lose some luster. So kudos to both of you for going old school. Mm-hmm. All right, Melissa, this is for you. Does Maleficent take away from the original story in any way? Since it really does retell the backstory, which totally screws up the timeline for Sleeping Beauty.
You know, the only thing, the one big thing about Maleficent that just bothers me is, of course, the scene at the very beginning where Maleficent curses the baby. And she said, you know, in the original, it's like, she shall prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die. And it had just like such a emphatic and scary thing. And then in the new one, they changed it to like, oh, and she shall go into a deep sleep. It's like, that's what?
So you're saying our childhoods were screwed up and nobody else's, you know,
anything. It just threw off the whole rhythm and, you know, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So but I did love the backstory of Maleficent. I thought it was fantastic. And if you've seen any of the featurettes from the movie, if you're at all interested in that sort of thing, which obviously I am.
Me too.
There's some very, very cool like featurettes where Angelina Jolie talks about how she actually worked with the writer and the director and like changed some of the like the dialogue and things like that. And how she really wanted to be the character. Oh, and another thing, which I don't know, maybe it is widely known, but the young Sleeping Beauty was actually played by her own daughter.
Oh, wow, because, really?
Yeah, because they couldn't get any other kids not to cry at her horns.
Yeah, and her kids are definitely not crying.
They bribed her with candy.
Oh.
There you go.
They wanted her to be able to do something, so they bribed her daughter with candy.
Unbelievable.
To make her happy.
Unbelievable. I like, you know what? Bribe me with candy and I'll stop talking too. All right. Well, what would you, do you think that it screwed up the original story in any way, Meg?
I'm kind of happy that they didn't make her green.
Yeah.
But I also, and I liked that they showed her side of the story and what made her evil.
But to me, I tried to watch both of them back to back, just to see what the how it would affect it. And it's like, you know so much about Maleficent now that you're just like, oh, I feel really bad for her, and I really want, and she's this great person now. But technically, her story intertwines with the story of Sleeping Beauty. So she was pretty much an ass in Sleeping Beauty.
I also, like, they made the fairy godmothers seem like not too smart. Like, they never did anything to help raise Aurora at all, because it was the bird who did everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Like, they weren't nearly as endearing as in the animated. They were very silly and just, yeah, like, they just looked dumb.
Like, they weren't even watching the baby, and then she's like, oh, there you are, and she's the one who left the baby outside.
Sounds like most parents these days. All right, so Into the Woods came out earlier this year. Well, actually, the end of this, I guess it was December it came out. Yeah, I know it's not a Disney movie per se, but Disney took it back and made it its own. So does a film like Into the Woods deserve a place amongst the other live-action adaptations, or is it kind of like the bastard child of them?
I think it does deserve to be part of Disney's live-action, because it is technically Disney characters, because they use Cinderella and Meryl Streep.
Yeah, they, Meryl Streep and everything gets nominated all the time. I'm not salty about that. I
was disappointed when she wasn't nominated, when she didn't win for this role. She was really good as the witch.
She was really good as the witch. Mel, did you see it?
Yes, I did.
You did.
I did. And Liz and I went together, actually. And she's a huge, huge music nerd.
No way, really?
Musical theater.
I didn't know that.
I know. You would have no idea, right?
Never have any idea. Before. No way.
So she, of course, knew everything and, knew the story. Me, I honestly had no clue. It seems like it's set apart for me just because the tone of it and, it's just different. It's totally dark. It's much darker than any other Disney movie that I had seen before.
It is so darker.
I mean, I think it goes with them, obviously, because, you know, it's all the characters and everything. But it just seems like it is just kind of separate in a way. It's maybe not a bastard child, but more like a really weird uncle.
Yeah, but it is kind of strange to have the baker's wife cheating on her with was it Cinderella's prince? That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
That was like really weird.
That's the thing, too. It didn't follow those traditional, like, Disney tropes a lot of the time. You know, that's what made it seem like its own sort of a thing, because it's not. It's a play.
Yeah. And Anna Kendrick's in it, and she's so cute. Just love her. We just love her. She's so cute. It's my pinch of cheeks. So the Jungle Book seems to take liberties with the source material. It's coming out next year. Jon Favreau is directing it, and he's done pretty good stuff in The Chef last year and the Iron Man films and Swingers. Do you think we'll see any swinging in the Jungle Book? Oh, God, I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? Easy guy.
So, are you excited for a live-action Jungle Book? Or does it seem to be something that we could probably do without?
I'm actually curious of how they're actually going to do a lot of the Jungle Book. But they're because a lot of it's talking animals.
Yeah.
So, we're probably using CGI to do it, but I'm not sure how it's going to turn out.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch is in it.
Dumbo.
Yeah, we would talk about Dumbo, because I got a question about Dumbo. So Tim Burton plans a half CGI, half live action Dumbo, and PETA is petitioning to have the ending changed. So do you think a new ending would make a difference in whether it would make you happy to see a Dumbo movie or not?
So what do they want to change about the ending?
I don't know. I guess the fact that someone dies. I mean, everyone dies in a Disney movie, right?
Yeah. If you're a parent, because they don't like parents in movies.
Yeah, I mean, they just kill parents all the time. It's like really sick and twisted. Might as well have Christopher Walken in every movie and just say, look, I just killed your parents, kid.
Oh, my goodness. Stop.
Seriously, I mean, what could possibly go wrong with a Tim Burton directed live action, live half CGI Dumbo movie starring Johnny Depp and whoever the hell else he wants to throw in there? Yay for Hollywood! I'm losing control here. Seriously, folks. All right, so one more question for both of you. All right, I'm going to make you the Disney exec of the day, and you're going to remake one of their animated films into a live-action film. All right, so A, what do you remake? And if you have one, you don't have to, but if you do, who would you have star? Who would you love to see star in it? Megan.
I kind of have two that I would do, because I would do a live Frozen and a live Little Mermaid.
Ooh, I think you actually are going to get that, because I've heard that that's getting remade. But
I heard they're doing a Beauty and the Beast too.
They are with Emma Watson. Emma Watson. Yeah.
Hmm. Emma Watson as Belle.
And the dude that was in The Guest, and he was in Downton Abbey, which my wife was screaming out, he was in Downton, I can't see that crappy movie. I was like, all right, okay. And he's apparently the Beast. I don't know who it is, something Stevens. And Luke Evans as Gaston. Sorry, can't do it. Tried, can't do it. Well, who would you want to star in A Little Mermaid?
Who would I want to star as Ariel?
No, as the clam.
Oh, as...
No, as Ariel. As Ariel. How about, let's see, let's redheaded girls. How about the girl that played in Game of Thrones that played Stark? So, what was her
name? I don't know. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Ooh, how about Saoirse Ronan? Isn't she a...
I love her.
She was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. She was the baker.
Yep, she was also in Hannah.
She was also in Hannah. I think she would be really good. Or...
Probably could be
a good Ariel. Or who? How about Miley Cyrus? I'm just kidding.
The girl who played Ginny is Harry Potter in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. She would be really good, too. I forget her name. She's one of those forgettable people, like the Weasley twins. They always show up at Universal Studios, and they're like, these guys are going to be there. And I'm like, who? Oh, yeah. And the only reason why I know who they are is because they have the same last name. So it's like, oh, well, they're probably the twins. That's how I decipher them.
Oh, my goodness.
Melissa, what would you remake? Or what would you make into a live-action film? Disney.
You know, I think maybe Aladdin.
Ooh.
That would be interesting because of all the flying carpets and genies.
I know, right? Like, that could be something really cool.
Yeah, but who are you going to find that's blue to play the genie?
Could have a Smurfs tie-in.
Or you could use one of the Frost Giants from Thor.
Ooh, yeah. Or you could just have use Chris Hemsworth for everything. Because I'm. Oh, wait. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds is the genie. There you go. I think we just settled it. All right. Well, I have one, if anybody cares. But I actually would like to see... a remake of the no, actually, I really don't have one, but I was going to. I do have one. I would probably remake Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
But I think that I would want to keep it, not maybe not live action, or maybe I would want to keep it like kind of.
Probably Miley Cyrus is that one.
Oh, yeah, she's a dog, all right. God, I'm going to get sued here at some point. No, yeah, I would probably, for me, I would actually like to see like a really actually good Tron movie, but, they're doing a Tron 3 this year, so I'm not exactly sure how that's going to go, but, can I get the Black Hole? Would that actually like go off since it was already live action? Like, can I sneak that in and say, I'd like to see a remake of Black Hole?
Ooh.
Can I do that? I think
we'll allow it.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Sweet. Because I want to see another. I want to see, like, Ryan Reynolds in Black Hole. Or, like, Ryan Reynolds and his twin in the Black Hole. Or, like, Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Reynolds starring as Ryan Reynolds in the Black Hole.
Do you
hear
me ignoring you?
Actually, how about Ben Foster as like in like a really twist?
He was losing his luster for me. He had so much hope for him after 310 to Yuma. He was really good at that.
He was good in Lone Survivor.
Yeah, you know, I did not see that. Yeah,
he was like really good in Lone Survivor. So I mean, like, he hasn't really lost too much of his luster. I would actually be like to see him in this new, because it was just posted today on realnewsnow.com. Ben Foster will be starring in the Inferno Da Vinci Code sequel with Felicity Jones and Tom Hanks. So he'll probably play the villain, which would be really cool because he really needs, he has that face, you know, for the villain. So he should always be the villain in everything he does. So Ben Foster would have been a great Beast too, because he's got that face.
That's yeah, he does a really good range.
He's totally the Beast. Or Ryan Reynolds, who stars as Ryan Reynolds.
As they say in Frozen, let it go.
Fine. All right, Mel. Safe to say, the Disney money machine will keep rolling as long as we keep buying. But you are going to provide us with some good watches this weekend. So what do you got?
Okay. So there's three new movies coming on demand this week. And the first one is Cymbeline, which is actually a modern retelling of a Shakespeare play. I'm not a big Shakespeare person, so I don't really know, I never really heard of this before, but check out this cast. So we've got Ethan Hawke, Ed Harris, Mila Jovovich, John Leguizamo, Dakota Johnson, Anton Yelchin, Bill Pullman, and Kevin Corrigan.
You had me at Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I had a feeling. But wow, right?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's a really good cast.
So that comes out in theaters and VOD on Friday.
Sweet.
The next one is The Wrecking Crew. It's a documentary about the band from the 60s and 70s. And they actually had they won a Grammy for Record of the Year 6 years in a row.
What?
In the 60s and 70s. I know, crazy, right? So this documentary talks to a bunch of celebrities. You know, they've got Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, Cher, Nancy Sinatra, they got Glenn Campbell. So that should be a really good one. And that's going to be, I believe that's in theaters and VOD as well. And then the third one, also in theaters and VOD, is called Walter. And it's a directorial debut of a woman named Anna Mastro. And she's also got a pretty impressive cast here. Virginia Madsen, William H. Macy, Nev Campbell, Justin Kirk. I believe Justin Kirk is from Weeds. I believe he's on that.
Yep.
Peter Facinelli and Jim Gaffigan? Yeah, Jim Gaffigan. It's kind of a quirky, absurdist comedy.
Hmm.
So if you're looking for something sort of lighthearted, that'd be a good one to check out.
I may just check that out. May just check yeah. that out. May just check that out. Megan, what do you got going on? Are you going to be seeing any movies coming up soon? That we can read about your blog?
We are going to see Insurgent soon.
Insurgent opens next Friday, and I believe the screenings are Monday. So definitely going to check that one out. Unfortunately, I'll be going to see The Gunman that night, so I'll have to go see Insurgent in the theaters and actually pay with the rest of the peons.
But, and then we have The Woman in Gold.
Ooh.
Oh, I really want to see that with, oh my God, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Ryan Reynolds and Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa actually posted a few weeks ago 6 movies that Ryan will be in this year. And it was a really great post that she did. Kudos to you.
Yeah, I just thought it was crazy. Like, it's funny because there's so many times where, I mean, actors work all the time. And they don't know when movies are coming out. You know, they do their part and then they move on to the next thing. And then the movie may come out 1 year, 2 years later. And so it's just really funny how, like, he's been working, you know, steadily, and then, like, all of a sudden he's got this, like, ton of movies all coming out at the same time. Guy Pearce is a lot like that, too. He's in a ton of stuff.
Didn't Leonardo DiCaprio a couple years ago have 2 movies open on Christmas Day?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Either him or somebody else had, like, 2 movies open up on the same day. That's really crazy. Like, competing against yourself at the box office has got to be, like, who do you root for, your left or your right side? You know? I don't know. Nobody's getting my jokes tonight. God.
Poor guy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to definitely read I'm a Stormtrooper next week for Insurgent, the review by Megan. And I'll be reviewing The Gunman. Melissa has been shrugging away. I'm not sure you've seen any movies lately, but I'm sure we'll get something out of you. Liz has been at the Salem Film Fest
in
Salem, Massachusetts. Say that 5 times fast. So she's going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. She's been posting a little bunch of stuff on the Facebook page. Check it out. There's some interesting movies that are coming out of that film festival. And she's got a boatload of films that she's probably reviewing this week. And we're just going to...
She's also doing New York, the new director's new films at Lincoln Center and MoMA.
Nice. We are killing it, kids.
She's very busy right now.
We are killing it. Let's just say it like that. Killing it. Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us this night. Thank you so much, Megan, for joining us. We'll have you back very, very soon. I'm sorry it's been so long. You're an awesome guest, and we love having you. Melissa, you're just okay. But I love you anyway. So make sure you check out realnewsdaily.com. You tweet us at realnewsdaily.com. Well, actually, it's at realnewsdaily. Facebook page, realnewsdaily on Facebook. And we're not on Instagram. No, you don't want to see our faces. We're not on Vine.
We actually are on Instagram, but I don't do Instagram enough to promote it actively. So if you want to help, please help us out there, people.
If anybody wants to do our Instagram page, you would be awesome. Do it.
I'm not good at taking pictures. I'm not a picture girl.
You know what? I'll do it, and I'm going to take a picture of myself every day.
Oh, see, now you definitely can't do it.
And it's going to be in a different place every day. And it's going to be from a different angle every day. Actually, maybe I'll just take a picture of like a piece of my face, and then everybody can like 365 different little pieces. And then we can like, they can put it together like a puzzle and see me all year round.
Oh my goodness.
No, I think that's a great idea. We should do that.
Yeah.
All right. So for Megan, Melissa, and Michael, I am out of here. Thank God. Goodbye.